It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice, sing a song of praise.
Praising. Bless you.
Did you sneeze?
I'm all right.
Bless you.
Hey, all right, good for you. Jack's all right. Richie's all right. Jennifer's all right. Doug's all right. And you're all right, or at least you will be when we're done having our conversation here. The Helpful Harry department is open. The door is open to Jack Stockwell's office. Dr. Jack is a NUCCA specialist in UCCA and as such can take care of your neck like you wouldn't believe. And I had that experience myself this weekend. Jack and I were together in Las Vegas. I don't know. That doesn't sound too good, though, does it, Jack? You and I were together. Yeah. Well, we enjoyed a repast together, and then Jack adjusted my neck, as he does so well. I will tell you, he said to me, Richie, just before it was like the end of the day,
yeah,
and he adjusted my neck and said that I would, that some people, when they have their neck adjusted as much as I had it adjusted, would go to sleep quickly, and I did. And I woke up the next morning and I had a headache. But then I realized that that was a result of things being moved around. That's what happens sometimes. Maybe you ought to explain that a little bit, Jack, as to what, never mind just with your type of chiropractic, but with chiropractic adjustments, often acupuncture, things that are done, massage therapy, myotherapy, the muscular therapy. Whenever these things are done to your body, they have a strong impact, and they can, because you're basically moving things around, energy and muscles, and sometimes
you're creating a change. You're absolutely right. You're creating an environmental change inside the body, and usually, when I haven't worked on somebody for as long as it's been since I've worked on you, and
it's
and I got such a movement on you. Two things can take place. One, an initial detox will start to take place because of the physiological change from the nervous system just being a little bit more active and doing its job. And some toxins can be released into the system as the body's trying to clean itself out, especially from the liver. Mm-hmm. That can initiate a little bit of a headache. Also, 95% of all migraine headache pain is coming from the neck, at the very, very top of the neck, between the first three segments, C1, C2, and C3, which is referred to as the upper cervical area of the neck, something called the primary rami. It's a network. It's like a California highway interchange of nerves going up and going down the spine, very complicated area. And when the muscles at the base of the skull are particularly tight because of the imbalance, because of the misalignment, they can bring pressure to bear on those nerves that radiate pain all throughout the head. It's like wherever, if you put on a tight toboggan cap, wherever that cap covers, that's where pain can show up and be manifested by pressure on those nerves. Now, in your particular misalignment, I tried to be as gentle as I could, but it's right in the area where those nerves originate. And if I spend a little bit extra time in that area trying to get things straightened up, it could inflame the nerve a little bit, but it didn't, you know, I mean, it was gone before too long, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I had it. I got up about 1 o'clock to go over to the studio, and I noticed it when I was driving, but, you know, when I went on the air, I don't think about that stuff anyway, and as soon as I was doing something else with my thoughts, it went away, and then when I went back to thinking about it, it wasn't there. So it was no big deal at all.
That doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's usually very short-lived simply because I might inflame a nerve while I'm doing it, which I desperately try not to do.
Right.
But usually there's a little detox that's taking place.
Yeah. Jack's website is extremely informative. You might want to check it out, jackstockwell.com. One of the things that we find ourselves surrounded by is technology these days. I'm not talking about the technology necessarily in an office like Jack's or in Ken's office. We all know the doctor's office is full of technology. But as the wireless networks proliferate, the cell phone or the iPods, whatever, all of these things are now wireless diagnosis tools, diagnostic tools. There is, go to any number of the websites and you can find, for example, if you were to just enter into your browser teardrops What do you suppose would come up? All kinds of things about how the tear duct system works. It's a medical tool now. We thought of, I'm going back to when I was a kid, going into the doctor's office, he has a stethoscope wrapped around his neck or her neck. I mean, you still, Ken does that, but it isn't the stethoscope anymore. It's these pocket cell phones or whatever, the wireless networks that a lot of doctors are using. It's amazing. A lot of doctors go to WebMD.
That is the most dangerous website in the face of this planet.
Yeah, more than Snopes?
Yeah.
Really? How is it that it's dangerous?
Just this past weekend, my daughter had an allergic reaction to something, and her upper lip swelled up really bad. And she had some breaking out on her skin. And so I went to WebMD to try and find some answers. And this seems to happen every time I go to WebMD, Jack.
So why do you?
You, whatever the result of your search is that comes up, it's some catastrophic disease.
Right. You're going to die.
Absolutely. By the time you're finished with 60 seconds of WebMD, you absolutely are assured that you're about to die in the next year.
Yeah, I'll have patients come in who I haven't seen for a year or two, and suddenly they're hurting again. Mm. And they'll bring me 20, 30 pages of download from the computer, absolutely convinced that they better get their last effects in order.
So why is it that these places are popular, or is there any value to any of these web sites that we're talking about?
There is value. There's always value in educating yourself and trying to cover as many bases as possible to be self-educated. Now, the problem is a lot of these places are pointing to one destination, drugs for anything, drugs for everything.
Right.
And there's a little bit of a disclaimer in there, sure, you want to go to your doctor about this or that, but this is what looks like the problem is, and this is what we suggest, and it's almost always drugs. Mm-hmm. There's never, better rest, cleaner water, try to get more raw foods. Try to make sure your foods are as clean as possible, a little bit of exercise. No, it's always pushing towards drugs. And while there are people listening right now who are alive because of drugs, there's a lot of people listening right now who are sick because of drugs.
A lot of people listening right now who are dead because of drugs.
Well,
we make it into the next world, the next reality.
In the eternal sense.
Yeah. It's just something that ought to become, because we're so focused on what comes off of the screen, whether it's a PC, whether it's, as I said, an iPad, whether it's you've got an iPod. There's so much information there. You have access to so much information.
Well, these things are
wonderful, but then is it?
The commercials on TV, Jack, where they're using these things like an EMT will be in the ambulance.
Yeah.
Pointing the thing down at the patient, showing the doctor what's going on so that the doctor in the ER can give them instructions. How much of that is actually happening that you know of?
Oh, I think that's the future. That's absolutely.
Do you think that people who are 2 hours away from you will one day get hook up with you on Skype or something like that, and they will show you something that's going on, and you will evaluate them?
We're already doing that. We are already doing that. I already have a hand scanning device people can hook up to their computers and talk to my computer that will give me a lot of information over the Internet.
Yeah.
It doesn't
Amazing.
Take the place of a face-to-face examination.
Right.
But it's about the next best thing right now.
Well, it's something that is a tool. Doctors are using it. Individuals are using it. One of the things that there are two reasons for this, I think, or maybe three. One of them is it's available. Two, medical care is getting so bad and or expensive. And three, the world of medicine is changing. Science is changing.
Yes.
So that what's true today, or what is fact today, because truth is certainly, is not truth tomorrow. So how you fix a problem, remember when they used to bleed you in the, 1400s? Somebody would cut your wrist to let the blood, you're sick,
or
let the blood out. Or put leeches on you, suck the blood out of you. That kind of stuff. I think that's the way people will look upon us in 200 years, the way we deal with things like cancer.
Absolutely.
They're going to look at us and think, my God, these barbarians, look at what they did.
Well, the European healthcare system already looks at us like that here in America.
Yeah.
We way overuse antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
We way overuse the amount of time people spend in hospitals. in Europe, where it's almost all socialized medicine, the governments are oriented in a direction to do whatever is necessary to get the patient well, but to spend the least amount of money possible.
That's right.
So they have herbalists, they have homeopaths, they have chiropractors associated with hospital care in the European systems.
Well, that's okay. We get them in and get them out faster. We're going to have here, but you don't have any preventative stuff. There's no homeopath. No. There's none of that stuff because of the lock hole that the AMA and some of these other, the old-time conventional system, the part of the system.
Well, the drug companies.
And the drug companies have got them all by a stranglehold.
Yes, absolutely.
Jack Stockwell is here. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com. Another tidbit in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Prezal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain nor snow nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
If you have arthritis, fibromyalgia, your neck hurts, you have all kinds of things, you may need manipulation. Is that what you, would you say NUCA is manipulation? Is that a good, how do you describe
it? Yeah, you know, I refer to it as a correction because we move the spine to a more corrected position, but generally I think it's understood as manipulation.
It is.
Yeah.
So what are you manipulating though?
You're moving the segments of the neck, which will end up moving the entire spine itself.
Mm-hmm.
You have balancing mechanisms at the very top of the spine, which is the weak end of the spine, obviously, because that's where the greatest range of motion exists in the spine.
Yeah.
And as a result, there are muscle control mechanisms at the top of the neck that control muscles in the low back and into the legs. And when there is a misalignment that brings pressure to bear on these balancing centers, the body goes into a kind of a compensation state where muscles along one side of the spine will be tighter than the opposing muscle on the other.
Mm.
Muscles in the low back will get tight. Some people can go their whole life like that and just be fine, but others, it starts to hurt.
It was with Jack, I started walking backwards the other day in Las Vegas too, Richie. We walked backwards down the hall. Yeah.
Sure, you didn't look too
crazy. For the exercise.
Exercise, right. Yes. JackStockwell.com. Check it out. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trace Adkins.
Listen to that voice.
Jennifer loves this guy. She's like anybody, though. Cowboy boots.
Tight jeans, about 6'4". Yeah.
But Bridgie, that's me and you.
I'm a little closer than you are.
Yeah, I think I've seen you in some tight jeans and that big ass.
Could be the gayest moment of the show.
Maybe it's the beer talking, but you got a butt that won't quit.
Come join us.
Today's the anniversary of the concert for Bangladesh. Back on this date, 1971. And there is apparently a new album that will be out next week. The 40th anniversary of the benefit concerts that Harrison got himself involved in with some of his famous friends, like Ringo participated in the concert for Bangladesh. And let's see, who else is in this? Bob Dylan, Billy Preston, Leon Russell, and they all sang their favorite tunes. There was a great documentary done of this as well that I think is going to be released on the 40th anniversary, or re-released, I think, Richie. Here's a Ringo. Billy Preston, and this stuff is just good music, but imagine all of them together, these guys together on the stage, how exciting the audience must have found it.
Nothing from nothing, be nothing, you gotta have something, if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing, leaves nothing, you gotta have something, if you wanna be with me.
It's legal.
Yeah. All right, so you got Leon Russell in here too, Richie, right?
Well, I got some Bob Dylan here for you.
Oh,
Bob,
my friend, uh-huh, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
I thought Eric Clapton was a part of this too.
You know, I think you're right.
I think he was. Yeah. Wasn't he in the middle of the drugs drug stuff was about this time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What year was this?
71.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he was all kinds of strung out.
Oh, son, yeah.
Yeah, here's your Leon Russell.
I love Leon Russell.
Place by life and the funeral pyre.
This idea, by the way, came from Ravi Shankar to do this, who is a very influential member of the Beatles sort of entourage.
He's kind of the end of the Beatles, besides Yoko.
What's his daughter's name that's now around? He's got a daughter, Ravi Shankar. She's a performer.
Yeah,
Whatever.
You're going to drive me crazy now.
I want to do that. That's my job, is to drive you crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so the concert for Bangladesh. Look for some new music and re-release of the DVDs in the anniversary week, which has started today for the concert.
Nora Jones.
Nora Jones, thank you.
Yeah.
40 years ago this week.
Wow.
Unga bunga.
I know.
Up next, the discussion of the post office. Is one going to close near you? Well, look at that on Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Knocking me down.
Get off of it already.
Yeah.
You read a spam email, I go find out the truth, and you're all upset all day long about this thing.
No,
come
I'm just
on.
33 and change after the hour. The Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Move along, son. Move along.
I am using my imagination to turn possibility into reality. I have organized my thoughts today.
Yes.
Made a plan to transform your thoughts. Your thoughts.
Good luck.
Into another reality.
Yeah. Let me know how that works out for you.
I'm using it perhaps better with some of the folks who are listening, have more of an open mind.
I'm very, you talk about transforming your thoughts.
Yes.
I'm still kind of stuck on the conversation we had yesterday about you and the woman on the airplane, how she decided she was going to sit next to somebody. That's still kind of in my head.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's a powerful thing, man.
It is a powerful
to
thing.
To know that you can walk up to somebody
and
no matter what kind of mood they're in, make them be in the mood that you want them to be in.
Yeah, very good. Very good stuff. Great stuff, actually.
Did I miss something good yesterday?
Yep, you did. You missed a lot, and you should be ashamed of yourself for not being here.
Yeah, you missed a good one.
Jennifer is here. Roberta's not.
Yeah.
Jennifer and Richie and I are here to bring you the High Water Diver Act. Before we get into the post office, here is a clip from that America's Got Talent show last night. I don't know what particular talent this guy has other than he's a nudnik. Professor Splash is what he's called. And here is the audio. He attempts to set a new world record by jumping from 36 feet 7 inches into a kiddie pool with 12 inches.
What a moron.
There he is.
Did he walk
from
away?
From Denver, Colorado, Professor Splash.
I don't know what good it is listening to this because you can't really... You have to just imagine, use your mind as the imagination.
He's getting so ready to go.
Cool. Imagine yourself, picture yourself doing this. Or anything else. This could be a goal we could have, Richie. Jump into a pool with 12 inches of water in it. What you see is what you get. Of course, we can't see it.
Yeah, what you see is a moron standing on a diving board on a stage. That's what you see.
But they talk about theater of the mind. That's why that's good. The only thing that's good for is theater of the mind, imagination personified. And that's what I was just talking about. in terms of this guy envisioned, obviously, that he would make it and figure out how to do it, and so he did.
But just imagine that. If you're jumping, I mean, you have to get every single centimeter of body surface out to stop you. Like, if you are angled in any direction, you cut through the water and hit the floor. So you have to make it so that your fingertips, your head, your toes, your body mass is not angled in any one way, so that when you hit that water, you stop instead of hitting the floor, which is just, what, 6-8 inches below you?
Yep. Very interesting.
What an idiot.
Okay. Story today at DougStephan.com from today's show, the post office department trying to figure out how to save some money. So make no mistake about it, the post office is going to close offices in your area. They want to shut down, the first report indicated 677 post offices. The list has been released. I think it was released a couple of weeks ago. Has not been well reported, by the news media. Pretty much all the news has been dominated by the budget stuff, and so everything else that's going on has been pushed aside. But these post offices that are closing need to, or trying to, if you will, cut the budget deficit. They have $25 billion. And I guess the good thing here, if there's a good twist to this, the government has said they don't want to continue to prop up the Postal Service, even though we need to have the Postal Service for certain things. Do you need to have delivery of the mail every day? Can it be delivered three times a week? How many people are paying their bills online? How many people are using FedEx and UPS and the other services? So with the Postal Service losing $25 billion in the last 4 years, and there's no end in sight, there are 36,000 post offices in America. Half of them run at a deficit. So this list of 677 post offices, so, you know, look at it's $8 billion last year alone. So there is this action. It could be 600, it could be 3,600, just sort of depends. But they've just now, this is how stupid these people are. They've just spent, over the last 10 years, $4 billion rebuilding the post offices all around the country. You've noticed that, right? All the old traditional post offices,
wow,
downtown, all closed, and they built all of these new facilities all over the country. This is how bad their leadership is. They've spent all this money building new offices, now they're going to close them.
Well, they're more efficient now, Doug.
No, yeah, okay.
The old facilities were not as efficient as these could be.
Right, but they were interesting architecture,
yeah,
as opposed to the bland stuff.
The original post office building in Washington, D.C. that's now like restaurants and shops and everything.
Neat, right, very
neat,
cool.
Neat building.
There's a post office in Tiffin, where Heidelberg University is. We were sort of talking about, we were sort of romancing the idea of taking it over, and went down, all of us went to look at the building last year. It was a very typical old post office. When you walk into a post office from this era, you know it's a post office. Very classic post office. And so well built. It was just very cool. Close it down, open up new ones. Why? Why didn't you just fix the old ones? Or what was so bad about the old ones? You're saying efficiently. They don't know what that word means.
No.
Obviously.
I will tell you, though, I did go to the post office Monday and walked in. Place was busy. They were handling everybody very well. And there was actually customers. These people, the four people they had working the counter were professional.
Yeah.
They were very professional. Got the people in and out. They had personality. It was like they actually cared about the customer service there. And it was,
cool.
I noticed it. It was so different for me.
Mm. Well, when you lose that kind of money, you're looking at some of the, FedEx makes a lot of dough, UPS making a lot of money, they're hiring people, they're not changing.
UPS is a great company to work for.
They're not closing their offices, they're opening. The usual congressional oversight, the button is being pulled. Oh, what are we going to do? Yada, yada, yada. They want to lay off 18,000 people. Let's see here. I look at some of the other things that are happening locally in some of the reports. And when I look at this thing, all I think of is government excess, even though this is a private sort of corporation, like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, same thing. They don't need government money, but they'll take it if it's given to them. And it's back to, you know, if you really want to make a case for this, this is like the government giving money to charities that you and I don't support. Why is it that we have, this is part of the budget deficit. We're giving money to charities because somebody in the government has decided, okay, this is a good charity, let's give taxpayer dollars to it. How is that the job of government? It's a job of the entities, nonprofits, to go out and solicit money on their own to get money. Isn't it? Am I missing something here?
Wouldn't it be different in that the post office actually provides a service to each and every one of us where a nonprofit might not?
Doesn't provide a service to you? You don't use the post office.
Sure I do.
What for?
I get letters from them. It's all
them.
My mail is delivered. Mm-hmm. I don't, even though I don't send anything, rarely.
Yeah.
Do you need to get
delivery of the mail every day?
No.
You think you need mail delivery every day?
Not even close.
No, I'm happy with the five-day-a-week thing.
I'm
happy
with
3 days a week.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so my bills won't get to me until Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Big deal.
Yeah. All right. So people are comfortable. We have
and junk mail.
A couple of minutes for a quick shot on this. 800-510-8255. How many people think that the post office delivering your mail 3 days a week is an A-OK deal? 800-510-8255. Interesting, also sort of an aligned thought, the United Parcel Service note from yesterday that they have started requiring photo identification from customers shipping packages. The UPS store, mailboxes, et cetera, so forth and so on, and other authorized shipping outlets. They're a part of the review that UPS has been doing to enhance security. Apparently, remember last year, late last year, there was a cargo plane that had explosives, a UPS cargo plane?
Yes.
Explosives
FedEx.
Got onto it? Was
FedEx.
It FedEx?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was. And they had been sent from Yemen. And they were supposed to be going, they found them in England. They were on their way to Chicago.
Right.
So now they're requiring photo ID. Is that a good idea? And I wonder how the how the Postal Service handles that sort of thing. When you go into the post office, I don't remember ever having been asked for ID when I sent anything, any packages. Do you?
I don't think I have either. Huh?
I just
all you have to do is fill out what's in the box usually.
Yeah. And how do they know? You can tell them anything. They're not going to. They don't
copy.
Check it. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
My aunt was not able to make it up for my dad's. Funeral, my dad's service.
Hmm.
Very upset. My dad.
Are you mailing her some of your dad?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent them Monday, and just like a little teeny bag.
Yeah.
So that she could, kind of do her own little thing.
Your father's sister.
My father's sister.
Yeah.
And the guy asked me, he goes, is there anything, blah, 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 dangerous guns, right, ammo, none of this. And I'm like, nope, just a dead guy. But I didn't tell him because I didn't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's probably, don't tell anybody. I'm pretty sure it's probably not kosher.
Yeah, you're not supposed to mail those kind of things.
Yeah, mail dead guys. But, hey, what are they going to do? Arrest me? Come arrest me.
Hey.
Here I am, right here. You can see me on
YouTube.
He's
under arrest.
Come get me.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next with his overview. I want to actually get his take on what we were talking about earlier with regard to all of the use of wireless network web information on medicine, plus the daily dose of important medical information that he has researched that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Want to learn a new dance this summer and build self-confidence, improve fitness, and enter to win some cool prizes? Here's your chance. Research shows children exposed to the arts outperform their classmates in school on standardized testing, and these arts also show more creativity, confidence, and self-esteem. So, Wisheroo Park in Capizio launched a 6-week Duckle Dance Sweepstakes July 15th for kids 3 to 6. Wisheroo Park's Ranger Rosie.
The Duckle Dance is a little bit ballet, a little bit tap, and a whole lot of fun. We're asking kids and their folks to check out our new Duckle Dance video at wisheroopark.com. Now, kids, practice your favorite dance moves, either the ballet or tap version, and have your parents submit your version via wisheroopark.com for a chance to win some great prizes, including dance scholarships from Capizio.
Full rules for the Duckle Dance Sweepstake are on wisheroopark.com, and all videos must be submitted by September 1st.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito. With with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on Good Day, brought to you by the folks who present the patch for pain, or actually, it may be better turned around, Ken, the patch to relieve pain. I suppose when you say for pain, if you have pain, you put the patch on for pain, the assumption is it's going to eliminate or alleviate the pain. Is that too wordy, or is that okay? That
makes sense. Let me simplify. Most of us have pain. Most of us have to deal with it. We're looking for a solution. Why ruin our stomachs with those pills? This is the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate pain of the back, the joint, the muscles. This works. My patients love it.
It's been around since 1987, and these pain relief patches give you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. That's how to remember it. You get a free Salon Pause patch by going to drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Click on the button, ask what is the old expression? If you want something, ask for it. Okay, you want a free patch? All you have to do is ask for it by going to drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. If you're looking for the blue Salon Pause button right there, get rid of the pain without the pills. It's a very interesting day, Ken. We've been talking about the wireless networks and how much information people are getting from wireless networks about their health and whether or not it's a good idea. How many times a day do you see somebody that says to you when they come into your office, I looked up on the web, dot, 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 dot.
And I'm dying.
I can't tell you how many people I walk into these days before I walk into the exam room are using their smartphone on the internet waiting to ask me questions.
Yeah.
And they know what's wrong with them before you even get to look at them,
but
right?
But do they really know what's wrong with them? Do they misdiagnose themselves?
I would not depend on Dr. Internet for your solutions. You know, a little bit of knowledge can be very, very dangerous. Yeah. I think it's good to check. You know what you have. You want to find out more information, but you need that as just a piece of the puzzle, not as your only use of your care.
Important news today about your family history and what that may predict.
Circulation Cardiovascular Genetics Journal this week. Family history is a very good predictor of heart attack. Not as good a predictor of stroke, but still somewhat. Know what your mom and dad, and most importantly, your siblings. That's very important for your heart history.
I was noticing something here that looks like it's pretty important for my own playbook this week. How much fragmented sleep I've had and how that could be pretty harmful.
Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug. Yes, you can't make up for it by napping. What this study shows is that you need continuous, good, deep sleep to form memories, to recapture them, so that if you're having trouble with memory, think about it. You know, you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night as an adult, children, even much more.
Prevent gas by using Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer in probiotics. How does it work to prevent gas?
Well, your stomach, your intestines, they continuously need the building blocks to function properly. And this is the healthy bacteria, the probiotics. If you don't have it, you're going to have all these horrible intestinal and stomach pains and symptoms. This is an easy way to do it. Natron Healthy Trinity, it's a wonderful, brilliant probiotic.
Prevention, prevention, prevention. That's what it's about. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy within 90 days after you start the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity Challenge, the 90-day challenge, you get all your money back. Call 888-9-NATRON and order the Healthy Trinity from Natron, 888-962-8736, or visit them online at natron.com.
Oh. OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P, dot M-E. It's time to take America back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moments with movie music. This is the Simpsons theme by Green Day from the Simpsons movie.
This is awesome.
Which was number one during this week in 2007, so 4 years ago, the Simpsons movie. Wasn't Phil Hendry the talk host? Doesn't he do some of the voices in the Simpsons?
No.
Jennifer? Or not? Is
no,
it something else?
I don't think so.
He does
yeah.
some voices in one of those.
He does,
shows.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it is. All right, Chuck Curry is here. We know his voice. He's here with info on movie moments, and so we start our get-together by having a contest to challenge your memory when it comes to the audio from certain flicks. This is a good movie. It was on last week on TBS or TNT or USA or one of those networks. It's been on a lot lately. It goes back to 1989. The star, basically at this point, just beginning to feel his strength and courage in the business. You recognize his voice, see if you can figure out the movie. You win the prize, 800-510-8255. Please participate only if you've never won before in a Movie Moments contest. Here's the first clip.
it was called Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp. It was like, you know, like the man from Monk. Was like, did anyone have a TV? Oh, wait, it's two-dimensional. You couldn't see it.
Yeah, I know this. What is this?
Well, you're going to there were two movies out about the same time, Chucker, both starring likable actors, well-known, although this actor is generally, I guess, considered with, you know, good cause to be more accomplished than the other one, but they're both household names. You know the other one I'm talking about, right, Chucker?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, play another clip.
Here we go. Another clip, Richie.
Are you aware of your drooling problem? I mean, it looks like you swallowed a tennis shoe and you got the laces hanging out.
Okay. I got it.
Got it? Everybody got it? Jennifer, you got it? Not right. Yeah. All right.
No.
One more. Here we go. One more.
Oh, no, no, no. You're eating the car. Don't eat the car. Not the car. Oh, what am I yelling at you for? You're a dog.
Yeah. All right. This
yeah,
is,
that's
that reminds me of Edgar's dog that eats up the front seat of all the trucks that he's in. 800-510-8255. Again, you may confuse it with another one. That's okay.
Yeah, the other one, the really famous dead guy's brother.
Yes, very good, Richie. All right, 800. Did you check that on Snopes? I think you better check
yet,
that out.
Not yet, but
Snopes.
I'm going to.
800.
Which dog gave a better performance, though?
Yeah.
Ooh, good call. They should have a dog award show.
This one. I think this is a good movie.
You know, I never saw this one. Did the dog get shot in this one, too? Or was that just the other one?
Answer the
phone. No, it was this one and worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Nice going. What a way
now
to
I'm confused.
Ruin
I
a good contest.
I was good before.
Nah.
800-510-8255. All right, Richie, we all set here? We can move forward? Or do you
No. We'll be, Chucker will have his movie report right after this.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
While we're working on talking to some of you who have guesses as to what that movie is, Chucker has some movie news.
Okay, Doug, filming has begun on director Sam Raimi's Wizard of Oz prequel, Oz the Great and Powerful. The movie will star James Franco playing the lead character of the Great Oz. Also, we will post-star Mila.
Who's going to buy this?
That's wild. That's a wild theory.
Who's buying the
concept?
The only thing I could say where I feel positive is directed by Sam Raimi, who did the first three Spider-Man movies in the Evil Dead trilogy. This guy's a good director, so this is a project that's going to have some serious weight. It's going to be a good movie. Whether it'll be great, we'll have to see. Other news, Warner Brothers has pushed back the release date to its new Superman movie titled Man of Steel from December 2012 to June 2013. Why? Most likely to rework the script. That's not unusual with these big projects. So no Superman until June of 2013.
Oh, my God. My heart's broken. 800-510.
I thought it would be.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. We got anything that looks like it's off the mark? I don't think so. John's in New Enterprise, Pennsylvania. You want to tell us about the star, John?
His name's Tom Hanks.
What's the name of the movie?
Turner and Hooch.
Right. What was the Belushi movie called? Anybody remember?
I don't.
So.
Yeah, it was K-9.
K-9, right. K-9,
yeah.
K-9. All right, sir, you get the prize. Thank you.